On the line now, I have actually John Lyons and his People Before Profit. Sorry for holding you on there, John. How are you? Good afternoon.
Not too bad. Not too bad, Noel. How are you?
Not too bad either. It's a sad time of year, especially this time next week for the people all around Coole, but especially those directly involved with the Stardust tragedy. You have an appeal out there. Tell me about what's happening at the moment.
Well, as you say, it is. It's approaching now the 33rd anniversary of the Stardust tragedy of 1981. And, you know, I think it's one of the worst tragedies that's actually ever happened in the state's history. And the families, you know, of those who perished have been campaigning for, you know, 3 decades now looking for justice. And they're still doing it. As of this week, Anthony Keegan and Eugene Kelly went into government buildings demanding to see the Taoiseach, having earlier been denied access to the Department of Justice. And their main argument is that they have enough evidence, new evidence, compiled over the past decades, in 2004, that demands a new inquiry into the tragedy, because they're not happy with the original Keane Tribunal, and they're seeking justice, and it's been denied and delayed for so long now, that I think it's incumbent upon the government and the officials within the state to grant them, at the very least, a new inquiry.
It seems like a lot of successive governments have been shying away from this for the last 30 odd years.
Well, that's it, Noel. And your listeners will know that, you know, justice denied is justice. Justice delayed is justice denied. You know, Enda Kenny, in the last general election, sadly now, he did make a political football of this issue. He, when he was out and about in Dublin North Central, he made a firm commitment that he would do whatever he can to help the families to get the answers that they need. Pat Rabbit, 8 years ago, when in opposition, he referred to the Stardust tragedy as an act of corporate manslaughter. Now, they're very, very strong words, but I haven't heard a peep out of him since he got his bum on a ministerial seat. And I think it's just too serious a case. You know, it's so tragic for politicians to be playing games with the families of those who lost.
And the memories of them as well.
Well, yeah, this is it. And I think, you know, I think it says a lot about the political class in this country that they can treat people in such a fashion for so long. And as you said, Noel, successive governments in a row have denied them the justice that they seek. And I think, as I say, the new material that they have demands that Geraldine Foy, who's a researcher for the campaign, has done tremendous work over the past decade. And there is enough evidence there. And this came out in the Coffey report in 2009. Paul Coffey was a senior counsel that was commissioned to review the family's case for a new inquiry. And the families have very clearly stated that over 70 changes were made to his final report, which included, and this is crucial, which included the removal of a consideration of a new inquiry, which Coffey had recommended. That was removed. And since then, repeated politicians, including up to now the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, is hiding behind the final Coffey report, which had removed the consideration for a new inquiry recommendation. So I think the families, the campaign has all the right on its side, and it's time the politicians listened.
Yeah, now the representation's been made. Has there been any response at all over the past couple of weeks?
Well, what happens on Wednesday morning, as I said, Antoinette and Eugene went into the Department of Justice because they have said clearly, Antoinette has been in direct contact with the Taoiseach over the past few weeks, that they have enough evidence, they've produced enough evidence over the last while, that they are not, they are waiting basically for the government to come out with their own submission that contradicts their new evidence. And they're demanding of the Department of Justice, and that's why they went there on Wednesday morning, that they come out with their own evidence, which contradicts what the families are putting forward as new evidence. And they haven't to date done that. And Antoinette and Eugene went into government buildings on Merrion Street on Wednesday around lunchtime after, as I say, having been refused entry into the Department of Justice. And they occupied the entrance there, the host, for a full 24 hours. And at no time did Enda Kenny take a few minutes out of his so-called busy schedule to see them, to you know, at least grant them a visit, and he wouldn't do it. He sent some of his civil servants down to talk to Eugene and Antoinette, but they wouldn't. Enda Kenny wouldn't grant them mm-hmm. a visit, and I think this is what's going to happen. He also, and this is what the family are very upset about, this, and they sent out a statement this morning demanding that the Taoiseach retract his statement to the Dáil yesterday when he said that he was awaiting the family solicitor's new submission. And they've clearly said it to him that they are not submitting any new material until the government comes out and says why they don't believe their evidence is in fact isn't in fact new material. Mm-hmm. So again, I think, you know, 33 years on nearly now as of next Friday, and tremendous fight and courage that they do have, the families, the representatives of the families. And I think it's just a shameful situation that... particularly Alan Shatter, but all of them, that there's no political will within the government cabinet to grant them, you know, a new mm-hmm. commission of investigation into this, you know.
It's a strange situation where they seem to be ignoring it all right, because, I mean, I did read something in the paper, I think about a week or so ago, about the new evidence being forthcoming, but it's amazing that they're just sitting on their hands here and not doing anything, especially, as I said, with the anniversary coming up next week.
But I think, and if you contrast it with how they've gone about saving the so-called banking system and saving the property developers by setting up NAMA, all these things, the bank bailout, the setting up of NAMA, the banking inquiries, the Nyberg report, all the different things that they've done to ensure that those elites at the top of society, both in banking and in private business, were protected and bailed out, they moved swiftly. Both government and state officials moved very swiftly, moved heaven and earth, so as to bail these people out, the people supposedly at the very top of our society. Yeah, but when it comes to people that they see as unimportant and with no power, they ignore them. They've ignored them for three decades and they're still ignoring them. And I think it's shameful and it's a sad reflection upon the state. But as we've seen with the Louise O'Keefe situation, the state will... they'll fight tooth and nail to deny people justice unless...
I was just going to use that example, actually, and one or two more that has happened in recent years. And I've heard a lot of people saying that the government at the moment just seems to have to be beaten into submission before they'll apologise or meet anyone. And that's the way it has to be. So that looks like that's their format for any kind of resolution altogether. So
it does, sadly, but I do think, though, momentum is building behind the families on this issue, because it's such... I think everyone in society knows of the Stardust fire and the tragedy that befell 48 people, young people, that night. And I think there's huge support out there. There is, we know it, over the years there has been. And we just need to build up that momentum to put the pressure on the government to grant a new commission of inquiry into the tragedy of 1981.
Okay, well, we will be remembering them, of course. I've talked to Annette many times over the years and remember them next week. Okay, but I'm sure we'll see more things happening, more demonstration, of course, over the next week, as I say. But, John, thank you very much for talking to us.
No problem, no.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
And that's John Lyons, People Before Profit there.